and quite a bit on the Eagles. 2 days removed from that thrilling victory over the Dallas Cowboys. Bye week right now, and let's welcome someone who's been through a lot of bye weeks, who's been through a lot of Eagles seasons, and this is certainly one of the best he's seen, and that's the great Brandon Graham. Brought to us by Primo Hoagies. Be like BG. Be like Brandon Graham. Make your game day epic with a party tray from Primo Hoagies. Online at PrimoHoagies.com. It's not just a hoagie, it's a Primo. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning. Good morning.
Brandon, congratulations on that victory the other day. That one had to feel. You've been through a lot. I got to imagine that one, as regular season wins go, that one had to feel particularly sweet.
Man, it definitely did. I can't even, you know, I'm just telling you the truth. It felt good because we all was out there, you know, just playing. And, you know, it was just, even when we was down 17-14, you know, offense already was like, man, we going out there, we going to start to half off right and, you know, make sure that we finish this game. And, man, I'm telling you, I was just happy to be able to make some plays again, man, just to do some stuff to help the team.
Well, let's talk real good. Let's talk about that, Brandon, because, look, there were a lot of twists and turns in the fourth quarter. Things going good, things going bad. It kind of kept going back and forth. But you made two of the biggest plays, I would say, all season. It's before the two-minute warning. Cowboys are on your 31-yard line with a first and 10. You sack Dak Prescott, a 7-yard loss. The very next play, you split a sack with Jalen Carter for another 4-yard loss. You create what then becomes a 3rd and 21. I mean, Brandon, when the first play happened, my initial instinct was, that's probably the biggest defensive play of the season. What happened on that play? Tell us about you getting in there, those two plays.
Well, still, he was jumping me so that I couldn't do an outside rush. And so that's what me and Ha's been talking about on the sideline, talking about, man, we got to go inside on him. We got to go inside. And you see on Ha's, was Ha's sack, he went inside because he was trying to take away the outside. And so I was like, man, it don't matter what he do. I'm going inside. If it's a run, I'm going to make a TFL. If it's a pass, you know, I'm going to get in there to get him off his spot. And, man, he jumped me, and I went inside. And, boy, it just felt good to see him. Dak blew that ball so fast the first time because I sure was swiping at it. And this man, it was a good moment in the game because I really just want to help the team, man, because I'm just – you know, we trying to win, baby. Yeah. And this is one of those games, playoff atmosphere, man. I can't tell you how tired I was after that game just from the emotion, like you said, of the up and down. And, come on, y'all, let's do it. Oh, with a flag. That's a flag. Oh, you know what I'm saying? All that emotion. And so it was just cool that we controlled it at the right time. And Sweaty went out and got that sack, man. That was so big. And, you know, we had 5 seconds left, and they got him on the ground.
Brandon, what's going through your mind on that two-point conversion play as you're hustling and pushing Dak out of bounds, saving that 2 points?
Well, you know, it was a moment in there, man, where I went inside and I seen Dak sprint out. And it's like it slowed down real quick where it was like, oh, he going to try to go.
I might lose contain. I better make a play here.
Yeah, let me go straight down the line and just – put it all I could put into it. And, man, I just couldn't believe that he stepped out of bounds. And I was just so happy because I talk to the young guys all the time on making your plays count when you out there. And so, for me, you know, I ain't really had as many opportunities, you know, this year. But it's cool because I love my role. I mean, I'm maximizing on it. And like I tell Nolan and them boys, you can't think about nothing but making your plays when you come in because you don't know when that play going to come in. So, for me, man, I was juiced up already and just took off, and I was so happy, you know, to be able to help us on that because they definitely would have kicked the field goal one of those, and we might have been going in overtime. Who knows with the penalties that was coming at the end. But I know that, man, it was every play mattered, and we know that, and that taught us that even more this year.
Are you surprising yourself how hard you can go, how hard you can push beyond and dig in this new, more limited role?
Man, yes, and I'm gonna make sure that I maximize on every opportunity, you know, support my teammates and do what it is, you know, that we got to do to win this bowl.
Brandon Graham with us here. You know, speaking of Brandon's role on the team, both as a player but also a leader for a group of young guys in there, especially the D tackles. Brandon, I want to play some audio something that Jordan Davis said about you after the game on Sunday. This is Sunday night, second-year player Jordan Davis, Brandon, talking about you.
It's like seeing your uncle make plays, man. Like, you know, he's always been there since I got here from the jump. And just the knowledge he's been dropping and the knowledge that he gave me and just the encouragement. Like, even today, I told him, I was like, you know, you here when I needed you. You're here at the right time, man. Just give it that. His energy is infectious. You can see it, man. Once BG got that thing started, man, it was just all dropping from there. So, the energy is infectious. BG, man, I love him.
Brandon, you've come a long way since 2010. You're unk now.
Hey, and you know what? I embrace being up because I'm going to miss it when it's over. But at the end of the day, I want to leave a mark for these young boys so they can carry this torch, man, so that we can keep it going. Because, man, it's about your attitude. It's about the everyday work that you got to put in. Yes, you're going to go through stuff. Yes, you're going to have your ups and downs with it. But it's about just trying to do the hard right thing to do than the easy wrong thing to do with just, you know, complaining, you know, doing, it ain't going to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I try to tell these boys. I told them both for Jalen and both Jordan and Jalen, y'all both should be commanding big money. So one of y'all going to have to stay and one of y'all going to have to go, but at least y'all are getting right for y'all family and whatever y'all motivation is on why y'all play. But man, I know that, them boys going to be hungry and they're going to do right, you know, as they keep going too.
I like the message about there's no use complaining, but is there use complaining about Jalen's cleats? What is going on with those cleats? Are you allowed to wear tan cleats in today's NFL, Brandon?
Well,
are those,
you know,
chukkas? Like, what are those things?
It was supposed to be salute to service, and so I was going with that color. That's what I thought, you know, from what I've seen them. But, you know, I don't know who all was complaining about it, but at the end of the day, we won the game. Jalen doing his thing, and he ain't mean no harm.
There you go. Brandon Graham with us. You know, Brandon, last night, obviously here on WIP, you're doing the show out of Chickies. And, you know, I'm curious what it's like for you in the role you have, not only with the Eagles, but in the greater Philadelphia society. I saw a video going around of the Father Judge football team greeting you, or put another way, you greeting them. And I saw the smile on those kids' faces. What is it like for you when you get to spread joy just by the very mere presence of yourself to a group of teenagers that love football as well?
Well, you know, I know that I'm renting space right now. We all renting space on what we do. And so I got an opportunity. People look up to me. So I try to make sure I maximize every day, especially being at the end too, man. Being at, like, in the beginning, I didn't do as much community first work, but you know, when I always interacted with people, it was, you know, I'm always be me, but it's like being able to do the extra stuff, going beyond, you know, because that was after my show. I went over to talk to him, you know, it wasn't really no time limit on it. We end up going 30 minutes doing, you know, just talking, and them guys was about to play a big game coming up, and you know, I just know that you know, you got to take advantage of the moments, man, because you never know who you might inspire and who you might help in this world. And them, that's the future. And they're going to be the ones, you know, pushing for things to happen in this world. So, man, I just try to keep them as positive as they can.
It's a great message, really is. Brandon, final thing here. You know, I'm curious, the bye week. What is your – so you get time off. Sirianni obviously gave you time off till early next week. Do you truly get away from it? I mean, right now you're not. You're talking about the Eagles. You're talking about that game. You're doing that for a few minutes. But today and tomorrow, maybe, you know, beyond, can you truly get away? Do you want to get away? Do you want to go back to doing chores around the house? Or is your mind still deeply ingrained in football season, unable to really separate yourself, even though you don't have to show up at the complex for a couple days?
Well, let me tell you, for me, you better make sure you're doing them chores around the house so that the next half go good. So, hey, for me, man, I'm enjoying. I took the kids to school. I'm on my way. On my way to work out. Then when I get home, I got to fold some clothes. I got some responsibilities so that wifey could put them up. All that stuff. You know, it's just the machine never stop at home. Make sure you stay on it. But I know wifey been, you know, holding me down for right now while I'm playing on all the different appearances, going out, like you said, seeing those young guys, being at the radio show while she at gymnastics with baby girl, stuff like that. It's just so much that, you know, for me, it helps right now that I'm here, because, boy, it take a lot off her. But, man, I am on my way to go work out right now, so I don't truly get away from it, because I want to make sure I stay right, because we got a job to do.
Good
and
man.
I'm sure my team's going to do the same.
Yeah. Brandon, congrats on 8-1 and a tremendous start to the season. And We look forward to talking. I don't know if we talk next week, but if not, good luck in the KC game, and we'll certainly talk to you after that.
Let's go, baby. Hey, I know it's going to be boring this weekend, but when we come back, we definitely focus on them Chiefs. And I'm excited because, you know, Coach Reed, you know, he brought me in. And man, I really do appreciate him, and I respect him as a coach. And I can't wait to see how we manage our game, you know, in that, because he attacked us good in the Super Bowl. I got to give him good credit, man, because he worked, and I know he deserved it. But, man, I can't wait to, you know, we can't wait to see.
Brandon, sounds great. Thanks, buddy. See you, Brandon.